The Labor Party's search for a new leader after its weekend election loss took a surprise turn this afternoon. The Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen has pulled out of the contest, despite putting his hat in the ring just yesterday. His decision leaves Anthony Albanese the only declared candidate for the leadership ballot. But nominations are still open, so watch this space. And that's exactly what our political reporter Melissa Clark is doing in our Parliament House studio in Canberra. Mel, this morning Chris Bowen declared he had the support of the majority of his colleagues to be the new leader, and now he's pulled out. What's happened?
Well, he has maintained that he still believes he would have had the narrow majority of the caucus behind him, but he says he's looked at what would be the popular vote amongst the ALP membership, which is given equal weighting to that of the parliamentary caucus, and says that he sees that Anthony Albanese would beat him. He points out that under the old rules, where it was just simply a vote of the caucus, that he believes he would have enough to be leader, but given how the whole process would look for the two of them if they were to go head to head, he didn't think he would have a chance. Here he is explaining it.
So earlier today, I reached the conclusion that not thinking it's really viable for me to win, it wouldn't be fair to put the party through the cost of the process and the delay for the start of a new leader. I also wanted to make this decision early because nominations have not yet closed, to be clear. And I want to provide anybody else with the opportunity who feels that they have something to add, who might not be in the ballot because I am, to get into the ballot.
And he also made a pitch for the Labor Party to continue on with the policy leadership that it has shown over the last couple of years while Bill Shorten was leader and he was Shadow Treasurer. He also wanted the party to reset its relationship with the regions and the suburbs, and particularly highlighted the ALP's relationship with people of faith, saying a lot of people had been approaching him about this since the election and raising their concerns.
How often it has been raised with me that people of faith no longer feel that progressive politics cares about them. These are people with a social conscience who want to be included in the progressive movement. We need to tackle this urgently.
Chris Bowen there. So, Mel, now that he's vacated the field and that leaves Anthony Albanese as the only nomination, are there any other likely challenges?
Well, there is one other possibility. It's not Chris Bowen, it's not Tanya Plibersek who ruled herself out, but we have the possibility that Jim Chalmers, the Shadow Finance Minister, could throw his hat in the ring. He's from Queensland, he's from the right factions in the ALP, and he's tweeted today that he is thinking about it, saying he's been encouraged to nominate for leader and that he'll consider his options overnight. So we might get some clarity on that tomorrow.
And what about the other leadership positions with Tanya Plibersek stepping down? Who would be deputy leader?
Well, Jim Chalmers could decide to run for the deputy position instead of the leadership position if he didn't want to contest Anthony Albanese. He's from the opposite faction to him. He could be a viable acting opposition leader. But there's not a ticket being arranged. In fact, Anthony Albanese was very clear in saying he didn't want to anoint someone as a deputy, instead explaining his approach to this contest.
I am standing as a candidate for leadership of the Labor Party. I am doing so without doing any arrangements. There'll be no deals. There'll be nothing from me. Anyone can run.
Anthony Albanese there. But look, if that were the situation that played out, and it's a possible one, Anthony Albanese as leader, Jim Chalmers as deputy, that would mean you have two men in the leadership positions. Now, that then brings attention to the Senate leadership positions, which are just voted on by caucus members. Penny Wong's indicated she wants to continue as the leader in the Senate, but with two men, if that were to eventuate in the leader and deputy leader of the party, that could see a push for a female to take the deputy Senate leader position as well, which is currently held by a male, Don Farrell. And there's certainly plenty of manoeuvring and suggestions that someone like Christina Keneally might be able to fill that role.
And we've talked about left and right. How important are Labor's factions and their machinations in this process?
Look, they are very important because that balance generally needs to be struck to keep all sides of the party happy. But it's not just for the sake of power plays. There are ideological differences between the different factions about what the future of the party should be. But it's also interesting to note that in this case, the factions aren't as strong as they have been at various times in the past. Some of the strong factional lines in Victoria have been become more splintered over the last year or two. Likewise, the New South Wales right wields less power than it used to. Bill Shorten has been in control for a long time from the Victorian right, and it will be really interesting to see how his departure from the party leadership affects those dynamics of the factions.
Thank you very much, Melissa. Melissa Clark in Canberra.